Before we pray, I'm going to use some from the scriptures for mutual encouragement.
在未禱告之前，先用一篇嘅詩篇作為大家嘅互相勉勵。
Please turn to Psalm 66.
我先睇詩篇六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
詩篇六十六篇。
According to the division given in the English version, yeah, you can see that there are three parts altogether.
根據英文聖經的分段，我們可以看到這個詩篇可以分為三段。
The first one is from verse 1 to verse 7.
第一段是第1節到第7節。
And the second is 8 to 15.
第二段是8節到15節。
And the third is 16 to the final verse.
第三段是16節到最後的那一節。
I think if you read this chapter, I think one of the key features that appears, that stands out, is about praising God.
假如大家有讀這個詩篇的話，我們就可以看到一個很重要的這個主題，很突出的，就是來講到頌讚神的事情。
How these people gather together to sing praises to God?
就是所有的人怎樣來到聚集，來到向神讚美。
In their psalms we see that the desire of the Lord is such that all the earth shall worship him.
在這個詩篇裡面，我們看到神的旨意，神的期待，就是所有全地的人都要來到向他頌讚。
We find that our worship, in fact, includes these aspects.
我睇到喺我哋嘅呢个崇拜当中，亦都有包括咗呢一项。
Not only we gather here to listen to His word, we also offer praise to Him.
唔单止我哋嚟到聚集嚟到聆听神嘅话语，我哋亦都嚟到系向佢祷告。
But I think there are a few questions that we need to ask here.
但喺呢度当中，我哋可能有几个问题需要嚟到回答。
We hope that in our prayer, we can ponder over them.
希望在祷告当中，我们能够是为此来到思考。
I think our gathering together has become very important to us.
对我们来讲，大家起来都是聚集，是很重要的。
Because first of all, this is the instruction from the scriptures.
因为首先这个是圣经的指导。
Secondly, we know that this is the way to sustain our faith.
第二，我们都知道这个是我们维系我们信仰的方法。
Thirdly, we know that this is one of the ways by which we can have fellowship with one another.
第三，我们都知道这个的方法可以使到我们能够是跟其他的弟兄姊妹有这个团契。
We hope that through this communion, we can grow in Christ Jesus.
我们希望在这样的沟通当中，能够在主基督里面来到成长。
But we know that to grow in Christ Jesus does not just rely on fellowship.
但我们知道在基督里面是成长，不是单单只是靠这个团契。
We have to make sure that there must be personal growth within us.
我们要使到在我们的 内在的里面有这个成长。
If we read this chapter clearly,
假如我们来到清楚读这一章的话，
we find that the Lord issued two invitations, two times at least.
我们可以看到主来到起码是发出两项的邀请。
He asked the people to come and see.
他请所有的人来到主的面前来到去看。
The first one is in verse 5.
第一个就是说在第五节那里。
Come and see the works of God.
他说你们来看神所行的。
That is the first invitation.
这个就是第一个的邀请。
The second invitation.
第二个的邀请呢？
Is in verse 16.
就在第十六节那里。
Come and hear, O you who fear God.
他说你们都来听凡敬畏神的人。
It seems that the invitation differs from one another slightly.
这个的看起来好像两个的邀请是有少少的分别。
The first one is to come and see.
第一个是要来到去看。
And the second is to come and hear.
第二个就是要来到去听。
What can we learn from here today?
今天我们从这里可以学习到什么东西呢？
I think if we read verse 5, yeah.
假如我们先读第五节。
Verse 5 and verse 6.
第五同埋第六节。
Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing towards the Son of Man.
第五节，他说你们来看神所行的，他向世人所作之事是可畏的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
He turned the sea into dry land that went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him.
第六节，他将海变成干地，众民步行过河，我们在那里因他欢喜。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nation.
他用权能治理万民直到永远，他的眼睛监察列邦。
It seems that there are three things mentioned here.
好似睇嚟呢度讲到提到三件事情。
I think these are the things that we need to take into consideration each time when we worship God.
啊，当我哋每次嚟到系敬拜神嘅时候，啊，我哋都系要嚟到系考虑啊呢三件事情。
Even in our Christian life, we need to ask ourselves, have we seen the works of God?
在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们都需要来到是问自己，究竟我们有没有察看到神的作为呢？
Sometimes we become weak in our faith because we are very much detached from the works of God.
有时候我们信心的软弱是因为我们与神的这个作为是隔离了。
We have not clearly seen the work of God.
我们没有很清楚来到是看见神的作为。
That's why in our gathering we must pursue to clearly see the work of God with the eyes of our hearts.
所以我们聚集的时候，我们就一定要来到是追求能够清楚看到神的这个作为。
The first thing here is mentioned is his awesomeness in his doing.
首先这里提到的就是他所做的事情是可畏的。
His deeds is awesome towards the sons of man.
就话佢向世人所作嘅事情系可畏嘅。
For example, the creation of the universe.
譬如好似话天地被创造。
How he sustained the universe.
佢点样嚟到系维系呢个宇宙。
How he keeps our life, keep us alive.
佢点样嚟到系俾我哋生命。
All these are awesome deeds of the Lord.
呢啲对主嚟讲都系可畏嘅事情。
We should be able to see this work of God in our life.
我哋应该喺生命当中能够睇清神嘅作为。
So that we can every time when we come together to worship Him.
所以当我哋每次嚟到聚集敬拜佢嘅时候。
We can find meaning in our worship.
我哋能够喺呢一个崇拜当中系寻求到呢一个真意。
Why? Because in our life we know that He is the one who sustains us.
点解呢？因为喺我哋嘅生活当中，我哋知道佢系赐我哋生命噶。
One of the key features in the book of Psalms is that we find they know how to talk about the deeds of God in history or in their life.
喺呢个诗篇嗰个特征就系喺当中我哋睇到诗人好清楚能够咧系睇出呢一个神喺佢哋生活当中嘅作为。
They are very thankful to God for the fact that that God has sustained them.
佢哋嘅生命得以延续佢哋都因此而嚟到系感谢神。
The second thing he mentioned in verse 6.
第二件所提到嘅事情喺第六节。
He turned the sea into dry land that went through the river on foot.
就佢话神将海变为干地，众民能够步行过河。
I think the things that can come to our mind, perhaps there are two things. The first one is the crossing of the Red Sea, and the second is the crossing of the River of Jordan.
在这里所提到的马上有两件事情入到我们的脑袋里面，就是这个过红海和过这个约旦河。
We find that this crossing, for example, of the Red Sea is very significant to them.
对他们来讲，过红海是一件很重大意义的事情。
Why? Because it tells them about the deliverance from God.
因为就是指出神对他们的拯救。
At that time, the people of God, those who wrote the psalm, may not be in existence then.
在发生这件事情的时候，可能这个诗人仍然未曾出世。
But they must be able to understand the great work of God on their forefathers.
但他们一定能够明白到神对他们列祖所作的事情的伟大。
This verse refers to the salvation of God that he has shown to his people when they came out of Egypt.
这节亦都系指出当众民嚟到离开埃及嘅时候，神对佢哋嘅拯救。
In fact, this event was mentioned throughout. Is mentioned throughout the Old Testament scriptures.
而事实上喺整本嘅旧约圣经里边，呢件事情系不断重复被提到嘅。
Meaning that this is a very important thing to them.
换句话嚟讲，就系话对佢哋嚟讲系一件好重要嘅事情。
If we study the crossing of the Red Sea.
假如我哋查考佢哋过红海啦。
And then they go by the way of the Red Sea.
系，佢哋过红海之后嚟到过呢条路。
And they come to the land of Canaan.
到最后嚟到就去到呢一个迦南地。
We can see the will of God is very clear there.
好清楚，我哋睇到神嘅旨意。
If we study Exodus chapter 13 and chapter 14.
假如我们查考出埃及记13和14章的话
we see that God designed this Exodus in such a way that the soldiers of the Egyptian would be destroyed.
神所计划的就是因为他们这样来到是做使到埃及的兵丁全部都是被灭绝。
This can be seen in chapter 13 and chapter 14.
这个在出埃及记13和14章可以很清楚
看到。Not only that, this event was designed to melt the heart of the Canaanites.
不单止是这样，这件事情也都是使到来到是能够是融化这些迦南人的心。
For example, in Joshua chapter 2.
譬如好似话呢个约书亚记嘅第二章
，When the spies went into the land，
当呢啲探子系进入呢个迦南地啦
，They met a prostitute Rahab，
佢哋遇到呢个妓女拉合
，And Rahab told them，
拉合对佢哋讲
，Your God has demonstrated power，
睇出你哋神嘅大能
，Because you were able to cross the sea.
就因为以色列人能够过红海。
When the Canaanite heard about this,
当这些迦南人的人听到这件事情了，
we find that their hearts were melted.
他们的心都融化了。
This was the power of God.
这就是神的能力。
So we see that the entire journey, out of Egypt was designed by God. God knew exactly what he was doing.
所以很清楚我看到这个出埃及的这个路程，神有他的计划，神也都是知道他想要做的是什么业。
We put this in our, today, in our context today.
今天我们将这件事情放在我们日常的生活当中。
We say that we are saved by the grace of God.
我们说我们是蒙神的恩典得以拯救。
Through baptism, we are redeemed.
藉著這個水洗我們得救了。
In fact, this is the most significant event in our Christian life, in our entire life.
在我們一生基督徒的生活當中，這個是最重要的一件事情。
We find that this is one of the things that Paul always remembered.
我們發覺保羅時常來到是緊記這件事。
Because of the saving grace of the Lord.
因為神拯救的恩典。
That's why he was propelled to serve the Lord despite of difficulties ahead of him.
所以雖然不管这个困难的临到，他仍然是能够是继续这个工作。
We find that this is foundational to our faith.
我们发觉这个是对我们的信仰来讲是一个很足基础。
That's why we must come and see the work.
所以我们一定要来到去看神的作为。
Each time when we gather together to listen,
每一次当我们聚集来到聆听，
or when we read the scriptures,
或者当我们来到读经，
The work of God should become clearer to us.
神的话语对我们应该要更加清楚。
In this way, we find that our life will become very purposeful.
咁我们的生命才是充满着意义的。
The next item mentioned in this chapter is verse 7.
跟着在第七节里面所讲到的。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nation.
他用权能治理万民直到永远，他的眼睛监察列邦。
He is in control of our life and over the universe.
他是控制着我们的生命和整个宇宙的。
We find that as Christian, if we truly faithful in the word of God,
作为一个基督徒，假如我们在神的话语上面能够是尽忠的话，
if we truly can see the work of God in our life,
假如真正能够在日常生活当中看清神的话语，
then we will begin to realize that everything is in the control of God.
那我们就会明白到所有的事情都在神的管治当中。
Things in this world may change.
世界的事情可能会改变。
Our life may change.
我们的生命会改变。
Our environment may be altered.
我们周围的环境会来到改变。
But because of our faith in Jesus, we see that God is unchanging.
但因着我们对主耶稣的信心，我们知道神是永远不变的。
There are two scriptures we are very good for us.
有两段的经文对我们来讲是有益的。
Sometimes we may go through temptation.
有时候我们可能会遇到试探。
A lot of tribulation in life.
或者在生命当中的这个困难。
But the Bible tells us.
圣经里面告诉我们。
These are beneficial for those who love the Lord.
对爱神的人来讲，这些都是有益的。
So as long as we maintain faithful in the Lord,
所以只要我们在主里面是来到忠诚的话，
and continue to love him,
继续来到去爱他，
then we will understand that all this in the power of the Lord.
我们就能够在神的大能当中是能够得到明白。
If we turn back to Psalm 66,
假如我们回来看诗篇第66篇，
if we read the second part,
假如我们读下半段的话，
verse 8 to verse 15,
就是第8节到第15节。
Here it talks about a few things.
这里讲到几件事情。
It talks about how God had proved them and refined them as silver is refined.
讲到神怎样去试验他们，使到他们好像熬炼银子一样。
How God laid the friction on their backs.
怎样神将重担放在他们的身上面。
And it seems that God allowed them to go through fire and through water.
就好似神容许佢哋经历水火一般。
If we take this to be the past incidents,
假如我哋话呢啲系过往所发生嘅事情。
The incident before the psalmist,
就话呢个诗人作诗之前所发生嘅事情。
And yet we find that he saw the significance in all these events.
但系我哋睇到佢睇到呢啲事情嘅重要性意义喺边度
？Why? Because he knew the grace of the Lord.
因为点解咧？因为佢知道神嘅呢一个恩典。
So here we can draw a very important lesson.
就喺呢度，我哋可以学习好重要嘅功课。
If our foundation is correct.
假如这个根基是正确的话，
If our focus is right on God,
假如我们是专注于神事上面的话，
then everything else around us appears to be meaningful.
Then, 一切在我们身边所发生的事情都是有意义的。
Be it a hardship or or sickness.
啊，無論係呢個患病或者困境。
Or joy or sadness.
啊，或者係呢一個喜誒，無論呢個歡喜啊，或者係憂愁。
We can see the purpose of this things.
我哋就可以睇到呢啲事情嘅意義喺邊度。
Why? Because we have focus on God.
點解咧？因為我哋專注於神上邊。
So if we can clearly see the work of God.
所以我哋能夠真正睇到神嘅工作嘅話。
Then everything else become meaningful as long as we in Him.
啊，咁啊，我哋所有周圍嘅事情就係充滿著意義噶。
Verse 13 to verse 15.
第13節到第15節啦。
This is the reaction or the response of the writer.
啊，呢一個就係作詩嘅人啊，佢嘅回應。
I will go into your house with burnt offering.
佢話我要用燔祭進你的殿。
I will pay you my vows.
我向你還我的願。
Which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble.
就是在急難時我嘴唇所發的口中所許的。
I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats.
啊，我要把肥牛作燔祭，將公羊香祭獻給你，又把公牛和山羊獻上。
In the description of the writer here, we see that he must have gone through some sort of difficulties.
在這個詩人所寫裡面，可能他已經經歷過一些困境。
But he was willing to offer to God.
但他願意來向神獻祭。
He was willing to come before him.
他願意來到神的面前。
Why? Because he has seen the work of God.
為什麼呢？因為他已經看出神的作為了。
So everything else is very meaningful to him.
所以對他來說，所有的事情都是充滿著意義的。
I think this is something that we need to learn in our Christian life.
我想這個在我們基督徒的生活上面是需要學習的一點。
Learn to see the work of God.
學習來到看出神的作為。
Within the church is the same.
在教會裡面也是一樣。
There may be some unpleasant things.
可能有些不如意的事情。
But learn to see the work of God in the church.
但我們要學習在教會裡面看出神的作為。
In this way we find that our gathering together will become meaningful.
這樣才在我們的聚集當中是能夠是看出這個真正的意義。
So we hope that in our prayer,
所以希望在我們的禱告當中。
We learn, we ask the Lord to enlighten us with His wisdom.
我們求神用祂的智慧來光照我們。
So that we can clearly understand His will each time when we come to worship Him.
所以我們當我們每次來聚集敬拜祂的時候，能夠清楚看明祂的旨意。
Now we are going to look at a second invitation.
現在我們看看第二個的邀請。
The second invitation is slightly different from the first.
第二項的邀請和第一項是有少少的分別。
Here it says, Come and hear, O you who fear God.
在這裡他說，凡敬畏神的人，你們都來聽。
In this invitation, they were invited to listen.
在這裡他們是被他要求要去來到去聽。
But it seems that there is a condition attached.
但是似乎有一個條件的。
All you who fear God.
就是凡敬畏神的人。
Meaning that the message here, or the message of God, can only be fully comprehended by those who pursue to be God-fearing.
就是說神的旨意只有敬畏神的人才能夠完全明白。
So in order to hear the word,
所以為了要聽這個的話
Not only we search into the scriptures
不單止是說我們研讀聖經
In the course of searching the Bible
在這個查考經文當中
This fear for God must be there
我們需要敬畏神的心
This is important
這個是很重要的
Because the word of God makes us fear Him more
因為神的話語使我們更敬畏祂
Because the Bible tells us
聖經裡面告訴你知道
The scriptures is the inspiration from God
但這個聖經是神所默示的
So to give us wisdom of salvation
使得我們能夠有得救的智慧
So how can we obtain this wisdom of salvation
我們怎能夠得到這個得救的智慧呢
Not merely by searching the Bible alone
不是單單只是靠著查考聖經
But our heart must also be in tune with the word of God
但我們的心一定要與神的這個的話語是維繫著
In this way, we find that we'll begin to understand the word of God in the spirit.
使到我哋能够喺灵里边能够明白神嘅话语。
To make the word of God powerful in our life.
使到神嘅话语喺我哋嘅生命当中系发出呢个力量。
There are two levels to the word of God.
对神嘅话语嚟讲，可能有两个嘅层次。
The first is the face value.
最基本嘅就系表面上边嘅。
The second is the word is able to give us salvation, wisdom of salvation.
第二个嘅层面就系呢个话语啊，能够使到我哋有得救嘅智慧。
That's why we find that the scribes and Pharisees they study the Bible.
所以当我哋睇到文士同埋法利赛人佢哋查考圣经。
But they never come close to Jesus Christ.
但佢哋永远唔能够系亲近主耶稣。
That was the problem they had.
呢个就系佢哋所有嘅问题。
Today not only we search the scriptures.
今日我哋唔单止系研读圣经。
But we also come close to Jesus.
但我哋能够系亲近主耶稣。
In this way, not only we know the first value of the scriptures,
唔单止咁样啊，所以系咁样，唔单止我哋能够睇到圣经表面上边嘅事情。
Most importantly, we find that we are given the wisdom of salvation in our search for more truth.
更加重要嘅就系当我哋喺度追求真理嘅时候，能够得到呢个得救嘅智慧。
Again, there are three things here mentioned.
所以喺呢度亦都同样提到三件嘅事情。
For those who come and listen,
就系对呢啲要嚟听。人来讲的
they will declare what the Lord has done for his soul.
就是要述说他为我所行的事。
After having heard the word of God,
当听到神的话语之后
the writer determined to declare what the Lord has done for his soul.
这个作者是决志要来述说神为他所行的事。
The inner beings, the soul refers to the inner person.
在这里的我就是代表着他的内在的我。
He would like to give a testimony to people concerning what the Lord has done.
就是他愿意是向众人来见证神为他所作的事。
Today we know that we have listen to much of the word of God.
今日我哋大家都听过好多神嘅话语。
Are we motivated to declare what the Lord has done to our soul?
我哋有冇被催逼要嚟到系去述说佢为我哋所做嘅事咧？
Are we willing to become the personal ambassador of Christ?
我哋愿唔愿意系为基督作为佢嘅使者咧？
To reach out to the unbelieving world.
要嚟到系向伸展至到呢一个不信嘅世代当中。
Before we can do this kind of testimony,
喺我哋未作咁样嘅见证以先。
First of all, our soul must be touched by God.
我哋嘅内在呢个我哋嘅灵魂先要被神所感动到。
Must be touched by the word that we heard.
一定要被所听见嘅话语嘅感动。
And at the same time, we see that the word of God must have taken effect in our life.
同时亦都睇到神嘅话语喺我哋生命当中系发出呢个功效。
There must be a change in our life in God.
喺我哋神嘅生命当中，我哋要有改变。
In this way, we find that our testimony will be real.
咁样我哋所作嘅见证先至系真实嘅。
Our testimony will be effective.
我哋所作嘅见证先至会系有功效嘅。
We will become a living testimony for the Lord.
就成为为主作出活嘅见证出嚟。
The next things.
跟住作嚟嘅。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue.
我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。
As I mentioned before, in many of the Psalms, one of the key features is that they always talk about praises to God.
正如我刚才所提到的这个诗篇中中一个重要的主题就是对神的称谢。
They really knew how to extol and praise the Lord.
他们怎样来到是以神对神作出的这个重赞。
This crying out for the Lord is not outward only.
这样来到向神的这个重赞不是单单是表面上面的。
It springs from within the inner heart.
也是发自于这个内心。
When the soul has been changed, transformed.
当这个灵魂受到被改变了。
When the soul is driven by the power of God's word.
当这个灵魂是被神的这个话语的能力来到是催逼。
Then we find that he can do nothing but to praise the Lord.
就看见他没有选择的余地，只有唯一的要来到是清谢神。
Even I myself have this experience at times.
在有时候我自己也有这样的经历。
Sometimes when we sing the hymns,
有时候当我们唱赞美诗的时候
we sing.
我们唱一路这样唱。
But we don't really touched by the hymns.
但我们没被这些赞美诗来到是受感。
We are not very much inspired.
我们没有受到感动。
Of course, perhaps there are many reasons.
可能有很多不同的原因。
I think one of them is that because our inner man has not been molded or truly changed.
可能其中的原因就是因为内在的我没有完全的来到作出改变。
Every time when we listen or hear,
每一次当我们听,
we have not allowed fully the word of God to change our lives.
我们没有用神的话语完全的来到改变我们。
The next item, the next thing that Here it talks about his verse 18.
跟住所提到嘅就係喺第十八節嗰一度。
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
佢話我若心裏注重罪孽，主必不聽。
So here he knew exactly in what conditions or under what circumstances would the Lord listen to him.
所以喺呢度，詩人好清楚知道喺咩嘅情況之下，神先至會垂聽。
He must not regard iniquity in his heart.
就係佢心裏邊唔能夠係注重呢個罪孽。
So I think this is a very important point.
我諗呢個係一個好重要嘅一點。
This iniquity can be classified in different forms.
可能有唔同種類嘅罪孽。
I think we all have our own weaknesses.
我諗我哋每個人都有軟弱嘅地方。
Sometimes we live in weaknesses.
有時候我哋生活喺軟弱當中。
Because at times we cannot see our own weaknesses.
因為有時候我哋睇唔出我哋自己嘅軟弱喺邊度。
So in order not to regard this iniquity or own weaknesses.
所以為咗要使到我哋心裏邊唔會注重呢個罪孽
or weaknesses.
或者呢一個嘅軟弱。
Then we must know how to listen.
我哋就要需要懂得點樣嚟到去聽。
Listen in such a way that our hearts can be transformed.
要聽到我哋嘅心能夠係被改變過嚟。
The Bible also tells us.
聖經裏邊咁樣話俾我哋聽。
If we have the hope in Jesus Christ.
假如我哋對喺主裏邊係有 盼望嘅話。
If we want to see the face of the Lord.
假如我哋要見主面嘅話,
or when he comes again, we shall see him face to face.
或者當主再嚟嘅時候, 我哋能夠係面對面見他。
Then what is the thing that we will do?
咁我哋要點樣嚟到做呢?
We can turn to 1 John.
我睇下呢一個約翰一書。
1 John chapter 3.
約翰一書嘅第三章。
verse 2 and verse 3.
Beloved,
now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
約翰一書第三章嘅第二節，親愛的弟兄啊，我們現在是神的兒女，將來如何還未顯明，但我們知道主若顯現，我們必要像他，因為必得見他的真體。三節，凡向他有這指望的，就潔淨自己，像他潔淨一樣。
If we have this hope in Jesus,
假如我哋喺主裏邊有呢個指望嘅話，
and if this hope is very, very living or alive within us,
假如呢一個指望喺我哋裏邊係有生嘅，
then,
有生命嘅，
then we find that we will do everything that we can to purify ourselves in order to see the Lord.
咁我哋就發現我哋將會係盡我哋所能嚟到係去潔淨自己，得以見主面。
So a person who has come and who has heard the word of the Lord.
所以當一個人嚟到能夠係聽到神嘅話語嘅時候，
we find that these are the things that he would do.
我就發覺呢啲係佢哋所會做嘅事情。
Not only to impart the word.
唔單止係要嚟到係傳講神嘅話語。
But we need to allow the word of God to do something about ourselves first.
但我哋會容許神嘅話語先嚟到係改造我哋自己。
In this way we find that everything that we do in our life will be significant.
咁樣喺我哋所做生命裏面所做嘅每件事情，我哋就發覺係將會係每一樣都係有意義。
We pray and hope that all of us will adhere to this invitation, will accept, receive these two invitations of the Lord with open arms.
我祈求我哋每一個人都能夠係打開心門，能夠係接受神對我哋呢兩項嘅邀請。
Now we are going to pray.
而家我哋要嚟到係禱告。
For those who wish for the laying on of hands, please do not hesitate to come forward.
凡希望接受按手嘅，唔好客氣，請嚟到前邊。
The servant of God will lay hand on you.
神嘅工人會為大家按手。
In our prayer, also pray for those who are sick.
喺禱告當中，我哋都為身體軟弱嘅嚟到禱告。
Also pray for the divine work here in London Church.
為咗喺倫敦教會嘅聖工嚟到代禱。
Also pray for one another so that we can be more concerned for one another.
亦都係互相嘅代求，使我哋互相嘅嚟到關懷。